What bird needs to wear a wig?
I don't know. What?
A bald eagle.
It's time for the Children's Hour. Kids Public Radio.
If I had the wings of an eagle, if I had the wings of an eagle, I would fly, fly away, fly away, and be at rest.
If I had the wings of an eagle, if I had the wings of an eagle, I would fly, fly away, fly away, and be at rest.
Oh, since I have no wings, since I have no wings, since I have no wings, I'm gonna sing, sing, sing. Since I have no wings, since I have no wings, since I have no wings, I'm gonna sing, 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 sing. If I had the wings of an eagle, if I had the wings of an eagle, whoa, I would fly, fly away, fly. Since I have no wings, I'm gonna sing, sing, sing. Hey! Since I have no wings, since I have no wings, since I have no wings, I'm gonna sing, 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 sing. If I had the wings of an eagle, if I had the wings of an eagle, I would fly, fly away, fly.
Ziggy Marley from Family Time. You're listening to the Children's Hour. I'm Katie Stone. I'm here at the Outpost Performance Space and on Zoom with a whole lot of people. Hello, whole lot of people. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
And who do we have with us today?
Hi, it's Thorfinn.
Hi, it's Illuminata.
Hello, it's Amadeus.
Hi, it's Nina.
Hi, it's Asa.
Hi, it's Max.
Hi, it's Killian.
Hi, it's Daniel.
Hi, it's Amaya.
Thank you all so much for being here on the Children's Hour today in person and on the radio. We are going to learn about an animal that is actually our national bird. Anyone?
I think that's a bald eagle. Is that right?
It's a bald eagle. They're not really bald. Did you know? They're just feathery on top and they have white heads. But we're going to learn about bald eagles and all of the other species of eagles today. You all have obviously seen eagles in your life, right? In real life, has everyone seen an eagle?
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
No.
I think.
I tell you what, you maybe have seen them way up in the sky and didn't realize you were looking at eagles.
Yeah. I've seen a hawk, but I've never seen an eagle.
I never seen a type of bird like those.
You don't think you've ever seen an eagle before?
No.
You sure?
Me either.
We've gone to thousands of national wildlife and reserves.
Oh, yeah, I have seen an eagle.
Yeah, you have. Well, eagles are both common and uncommon. They live in many places around the globe, including where we are in Albuquerque, New Mexico. We have a few different kinds of eagles that live here. And today on the show, we're going to be hearing from some of the kids in our crew. Lucas D and Kaibia went and visited an eagle sanctuary in Zuni, New Mexico. And that sanctuary is very special. And we're going to hear about that. We're going to be speaking with an eagle researcher and biologist from New Mexico State University. His name is Dr. Brian Millsap. And he's been studying eagles for his entire career. And I bet you have questions about eagles. You're listening to the Children's Hour. Stick with us. We're going to learn about eagles. This is Hap Palmer and Martha Cheney.
Born for a western sky, sweep in a circle. As he flies, he was free when they let him be. Brave and a hunter's son, the land was his till he met a gun. He was free when they let him be. In a land without a friend, will there be an empty sky where the eagle used to fly in the wind? There on a mountain high, a wounded eagle waits to die. He was free when they let him.
Listening to the Children's Hour, and today we're learning about eagles. We're going to start in Zuni, New Mexico. Our kids' crew members, Lucas D and Kaibia, visited an eagle sanctuary there.
My name is Nelson Luna. I am one of the first managers of the Zuni Eagle Aviary. We started in 1992 because of the primary issue that the tribe had of getting eagle feathers to fulfill our religious and cultural obligations. Eagles are protected under various laws, being the International Migratory Bird Treaty Act, the Bald and Gold Eagle Protection, and the Threatened and Endangered Species Act. Because of those laws, we weren't able to possess these eagles, but Zuni has a long history, like other tribes, of traditional eagle husbandry, where we'd get live eagles and hold them and take care of them as long as they live, and they would provide the feather resources that we need to fulfill our cultural and religious obligations.
Eagle husbandry has been with the Zuni tradition for so long. I know down at the museum, at Oshawa Museum, Curtis has a couple of pictures of, you know, long time ago, of an eagle just kept in a small cage and the caretaker standing right next to it. So it's been, you know, as long as we can remember.
We developed a system to allow U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to issue us a permit to hold non-releasable eagles, which are these eagles that we have in our eagle aviary.
My name is Tybia.
My name is Lucasty.
My name is Stafford Chamonix. Environmental technician with the Zuni Fish and Wildlife from Zuni Pueblo, New Mexico.
My name is Cody Laniati. I'm the lead environmental technician here with the Zuni Eagle Aviary. They're here for a reason. They're here because they got hurt in one way or another. When that happens, a rescuer or a rehabber will tend to them, and they will go there and they will get rehab. And if they're deemed non-releasable, then it goes to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. It goes to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and then from there, the service contacts tribal aviaries to see if they're interested in taking a bird. Sue up there, Ivana's down there. This one's Morton. This was the technique trying to figure out who's who. This bird has different personalities. Ivana, she's kind of feisty. So she, every time someone gets close to her, she tends to kind of get mad and irritated. But others, I mean, they get along really well with each other. But it's just, it's mainly during feeding time, I think, is when they kind of bully each other around and try to steal each other's food.
Once they're in captivity, they tend to be very aggressive and start attacking. Trying to handle a bird takes approximately about maybe 7-9 months to tame the birds.
Oh, yeah.
cool. It looks cool.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Agasamet Isagarama si palmati Mowi Tawigas Pogahoyan ye jiadi Mon Agatlechka heathlin Pogalajan Abia yat. To pray, you open your whole self to sky, to earth, to sun, to moon, to one whole voice that is you. And know that there is more that you can't see, can't hear, can't know, except in moments steadily growing, and in languages that aren't always sound, but other circles of motion. We see you, see ourselves, and know that we must take the utmost care and kindness in all things. Breathe in, knowing we are made of all this, and breathe, knowing we are truly blessed, because we were born and die soon within a true circle of motion. Sunday morning over Salt River, circled in blue sky and wind, swept our hearts clean with sacred wings. Like eagle running out the morning inside us, we pray that it will be done in beauty. Summit is a good amassi for my day. My way to Wiggers, Boga Hoy, Yeji, a day is a good amassi.
Listening to the Children's Hour, Kids Public Radio. We'll be right back.
The Children's Hour is produced by the Children's Hour Incorporated, a New Mexico-based educational nonprofit that is supported by listeners just like you. You can learn how you can help make Kids Public Radio at childrenshour.org. The New Mexico Department of Cultural Affairs supports the Children's Hour. Celebrate diverse cultural communities of New Mexico at nmculture.org.